plate a potential nugget.
Just as we wrap up, Tom, you know, I was curious about breadth versus depth. You know, given paucity of time, you know, what's your take on, you know, embarking on new things versus maybe going up the mastery curve on a few things? What have you learned through this phase?
Yeah, man, I was sort of going back to, in trying to achieve this sense of beginner's mind, as the Buddhists call it, you know, sort of seeing the world like a child does. I sort of went back to the idea that children are not learning one thing. They're not trying to achieve mastery in anything, that they were learning many things at once. And it was a very sort of noisy environment, and, you know, they might not make equal progress and all these things. So that was sort of my intention. And there's obviously nothing wrong with expertise and mastery. And I, you know, there's certain things I am trying to move toward that in my own life, but it can be an all-consuming process or an exhausting process. And I think even a master in something takes a certain pleasure or can get a benefit from dabbling in something else, which might provide, you know, a fresh perspective, a new energy to their own mastery. There's a great study that I refer to a lot that was also mentioned in a great book by David Epstein called Range, which is about the benefits of being a generalist in an increasingly specialized world. But he's talking about Nobel Prize scientists. The scientists who had won the Nobel were much more likely statistically to have participated in amateur activities, performing arts, you know, magic tricks, things like this, than non-Nobel Prize winners. And I thought this was very interesting because, you know, it's not necessarily that there's a one-on-one relationship between doing this side thing and improving your scientific career, but, you know, maybe it just gave those scientists a new way of thinking about their work, some unexpected you know, perspective. Perhaps just brought them joy that made them work in a different way in their own life. So I think there's there can just be this, even in once you've achieved mastery, this benefit to being unafraid to step away from that mastery and be a beginner in something as clumsy and embarrassing as it can be, because that, again, to get back to the point, that is when you're learning. When you're a beginner, if you're a master, you've basically already learned it. So you're sort of continuing on in your practice. So so that was my, I think each person probably has their own internal compass of what they, how they would like to do something or what they would want. But I would urge people not to be afraid of that, of the word, you know, dilettante has a negative reputation these days. But I make the point that it goes back to this group of 18th century English people who were in love with, you know, the art and culture of the continent and traveled to places like Italy and just soaked up the music and the language and the food and the art and the history. And they weren't specialists. They weren't professionals. They were simply enthusiasts, but they were, you know, enthusiasts with a real passion. And because dilettante means to delight in. So they took delight in these things.
Absolutely.
And that was the spirit I was going in with.
Lovely.
I love the point Tom makes about taking delight in things and being a dilettante in a couple of areas. Given the number of unknowns we'll have in the world we are growing into, I do think it's a meta skill that will matter more and more in the years to come. The ability to be curious, to step away from mastery in something to being clumsy, and to begin learning something new, baby step by baby step. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. We've recently started sharing nuggets from the podcast archives on WhatsApp. Just a couple of nuggets a week, one in the middle of the week and one over the weekend. If this would be of interest, do send a message to +91 85914 52129 stating that you're interested, and do add the number to your contacts list. It will help us broadcast this to you seamlessly. I repeat, the number is +91 85914 52129. 129. Thank you for listening.